So the topic today was Tisha B'av Nidche. Chasam Sofer al HaTorah Parshas Devarim has a fascinating discussion, and he asks, the last week I quoted the Navi, and I quoted it a million times. Ktsas b'derech guzma. Tzoyim ha-raviv, tzoyim ha-chamishi, tzoyim ha-shviv, tzoyim ha-asiri, yiyu le-beis Yehuda la-sosan al-simcha la-moyedem toivim. Chasam Sofer thinks, and he deals with the question, Yosed Lavai, Tisha B'av Shechari is b'Shabbos, will it be Nidcha for Sunday or not? You can't fast Shabbos, so it needs to be Nidcha. However, you could dance Shabbos, you could sing Shabbos, you could rejoice Shabbos. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, it's not Nidcha. Yom Tov is Shabbos, come together. Simcha Kfula v'mechupeles. Chasam Sofer wants to prove that even Losed Lavai, Tisha B'av Shechari is b'Shabbos is Nidcha liYom Aleph. And I say, and I'm very convinced about this chiddush, and I don't want to hear any arguments. I think Liyosad Lavai, not only when Tisha B'av falls on Shabbos, each and every year we will have 2 days Tisha B'av, and we will rejoice and sing and dance and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2 days. Reb Yochanan, Tanas Chof Tesa Medalev says, if I would be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I would suggest a fast day. The day of mourning should be asur above. Bo nisraf ruboy shel heichel. The Chachomim didn't agree. And they said, Atchalta de poranuta adifa. It's obvious in the sugi, it's either Tisha B'av or asur above. It can't be both. Can't be both. Because fasting 2 days is a sakana, as I said, the beginning of this year. But why not sing and dance 2 days? We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We have the Yom Tishen Shel Golias and Chutz Laaretz. The entire world will rejoice 2 days Tisha B'av, because B'tshiya B'av etzitu et ha'ur b'eichel b'asor above nisaf rubo shel eichel. Enough reason to dance and sing 2 days. So the Zohar explains ki yadua, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one is Din Akasha, one is Din Rafia. So I don't know, when we will have 2 days Tisha B'av, which day will be Simcha Kashya and Simcha Rafia? I don't know. But I think there should be 2 days. Megillat Afei, the Gemara says, Bikish Rebbe La'akor Tisha B'av. Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'av and make it away. And the Gemara is mefarish. We're dealing with Tisha B'av Shechari as Meshavis. And Rebbe wanted to argue, given Shenitcha Nidcha. His opinion was rejected. Tisha B'av Shechari is B'Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. In Avodas Yisroel, Parshas Maasai, Avodas Yisroel is the Sefer of the Heilig Kosher and Tzemagen. He quotes the Chozer Melublin. And the Chozer Melublin said, Bikesh Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'av. When Tisha B'av fell on Shabbos, and Shabbos overpowers Tisha B'av, and that proves that Simcha comes before Avelus, even when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Rebbe hoped in the koyach of Shabbos Kodesh, Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'av La'olam Voed. He tried, he fought, and he hoped that when Tisha B'av fell on Shabbos, it'll be an opportunity to do away with Tisha B'av and to bring Moshiach Tzedkeinu. No more fasting, no more mourning, no more Avelis, no more Tzom. V'loy also B'yodoy. And the way this is all is Masbe Ba'amkes Yisoyed and Shlod Avorim. Nobody could uproot Tisha B'av besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So let's hope and pray. Let's hope and daven. Sheyevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lakor Tisha B'av. When we rejoice on Tisha B'av Shechalias B'Shabbos, and Shabbos overwhelms and overrides Tisha B'av, let us hope that finally the time has come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yevakesh Lakor Es Tisha B'av. And we should be Zoyche B'Kura B'Yameinu. L'divrei HaNovi Tzom HaRavi'i V'Tzom HaChamishi Tzom HaShvi V'Tzom HaAsiri Yiyu L'Beis Yehuda L'Sos L'Nasimchu L'Moyedem Toivim. So all my dear Talmidim and friends, a happy Listiga Tisha B'av.